Welcome to Red Talks on Gardner-Webb University Radio, WGWG.org. I'm Katherine Manning, and in the studio with me today is Gardner-Webb senior Emily Hamilton. Emily is from Everson, Washington, and to kick off her senior year at Gardner-Webb, she and a friend took a 4,660-mile road trip across the country. Emily, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Katherine.
Of course. Okay, so first of all, I know you get this question a lot, but people are going to want to know, how did you get to Gardner-Webb from Washington? How did you find out about Gardner-Webb?
Well, the internet is a wonderful tool. When I was a senior in high school and looking into applying to colleges, I wasn't completely sure what I wanted to do, but I started leaning more towards wanting to study athletic training and sign language. And those are kind of hard combinations to get in a university, but Gardner-Webb had really excellent programs in both of those. And so that's kind of what got me out here to take a tour. And then during that tour, I just fell in love with Gardner-Webb. And then after my first year, I switched to psychology and Spanish, which you can do at any university in the country. But Gardner-Webb was home, so I knew I made the right choice.
Right. Well, what made you want to do this cross-country road trip?
Well, I just love traveling and adventures and visiting new places. It also would be nice to have a car on campus because I usually fly. But I was just ready for an adventure, and I've always wanted to do a full cross-country road trip. And so we just started planning it, and we were lucky enough that it happened.
So you just went for it.
Yes, we did.
So before you even started this trip, you ran into a Gardner-Webb connection in Washington. Tell me about that experience.
Yes. So I did the road trip with my friend Kylie McGee. And so she flew out about a week before we left to kind of come visit Washington. I can show her around. And I was driving along Highway 20 and trying to show her Lake Diablo, which is this really pretty overlook, up kind of driving up the mountains back home. And while we were there, we ran into Professor Dr. Olive. he was hanging out. He has some family out in Washington. He was visiting with them, and he had no idea that I was from there. I didn't know he was going to be there. And we just kind of ran into him one Saturday on our drive. So
I feel like if you were to run into anyone in another state, it would have to be Don Olive.
I mean, he is Proton Don. So.
Right. So, of course. Okay, so how did you prepare for this trip? Because, you know, it's fun and you're excited about it, but it's stressful because you have to budget, you have to pack, you know, food and clothes and all of this stuff. So how did you kind of prepare for that?
Yes, excellent question. So first things first is we kind of planned out the route we wanted to take and listed out things we wanted to see. Like, I've always wanted to see the Grand Canyon, and so that was important to me. Kylie hadn't really been out to the West Coast, so driving along the coast was important. And then we decided Route 66 would be super fun and super cool, and we had just taken the history of rock and roll class with Professor Dr. Olive. And so we just thought that would be a unique experience. So we kind of planned a trip along the route. And then after that, we kind of looked at timelines and how long we think it would take us to make it across the country and compare with how much time we want to spend there. So that was, but then budgeting was the big thing because, you know, in college you have no money.
Of course.
So knowing that this was going to be something and knowing that I would need to get a new car this summer and just kind of estimating how much gas and hotel prices would average out around the country, I kind of made a spreadsheet with how much it would cost and then splitting it equally between two people. And I just worked a lot and I saved a lot of money.
That's right. So it's kind of like you were taking an additional summer course on traveling.
Yes.
We can consider that.
Yes. I mean, we had to do our research into the places we'd be staying and places we wanted to go, get a little history in there.
Mm-hmm. So you said you took Route 66. Now, Route 66, I don't think a lot of people realize this, but you can't actually drive all of Route 66. Is that right?
That's correct. So parts of Route 66 either don't exist anymore or the roads are so bad that they don't let you drive on it. There are a lot of large chunks that you can drive on it, but for the most part, it parallels, I believe it's Interstate 80 for most of it, and then towards the end, it parallels a couple of different interstates.
Okay, awesome. So you visited some pretty iconic locations. You went to the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, the Grand Canyon, the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Missouri. So what was your favorite spot, if you had to choose, and why?
The Grand Canyon, by far, was my favorite place. I mean, they were all amazing and so much fun, but the Grand Canyon, there's just so much beauty there, and it's just so incredible to see, and to see that, like, that's all naturally made through creation. Like, that's not man-made. and you can take as many pictures as you want, but it'll never do justice to the beauty there. And there's so many trails. Plus, you know, we had fun doing a little photo shoot and having fun photos sitting on the edge. Yes. So.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. What was your most memorable touristy moment? Because I think we all have our, you know, places we go and we look like tourists. So
that would be definitely any time we got out of the car because we saw a Route 66 sign to go take a picture. I remember when we got to the first Route 66 sign, like on the road where it says Route 66, we actually pulled off to the side and ran out into the middle of the road to take, we made sure there was no cars coming, safety first. But then we took a picture with the Route 66 sign on the road, just on the middle of the road. Like the second we got on Route 66, we found it. And then just all along, in every state, we tried to get a picture with the Route 66 sign that had that state's name on it too.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely any time we did that was just flashing lights that we were tourists.
Well, you got to do it. I mean, if you didn't take a picture, were you really there?
I mean, exactly. And if you don't post pictures every day, did you really do it?
Of course. So what songs are on your road trip playlist? Please tell me that you sang some of Robin Williams' version of Gotta Get Your Kicks on Route 66.
Yes, that song was played a lot. I really just depend on the day. Whoever was driving, the other person got to be the DJ, so we mixed it up. But we listened to country, we listened to some classic rock, we listened to a few Christian stations, some pop. It was actually just really fun flipping through all the radio stations everywhere we went, just because you never knew what was coming on. And a lot of really cool older like rock songs came on. What was really cool is part of Route 66, it's the musical road, and when you drive over it, there's like grooves in the road that you drive over, and when you do it, it plays America the Beautiful. And
that's
so we
awesome.
Got to drive over that too.
That's so awesome. So I know that you also stopped at some pretty cool local restaurants along the way, such as the Bedrock Cafe. So how was that experience?
That was really cool. That was the Bedrock Cafe was when we were leaving the Grand Canyon. And so we kind of had to venture off the Route 66 path to get to the Grand Canyon. So we were heading back towards that way. And we were like, well, let's try to see if this place stopped for lunch. And all of a sudden you see the Bedrock Cafe. And it's literally just like a mini like restaurant. And there's actually was like some camping places. And it was dedicated to being like all the Flintstones. And they had little like even the bathroom was like this big purple cave that you went into. And so and all the food on the menu was like themed around like the Bedrock scenery.
Well, of course you have to stop at the Bedrock Cafe. I mean, you can't pass that up.
I mean, it was the Flintstones. I mean,
yeah.
It's once in a lifetime experience right there.
Did you stop at any other really local, like cool places like that?
Yeah, we tried to as much as we could at least once a day stop at a local restaurant. So we ate a lot of really good food. And then, yeah, we tried to at least make sure one restaurant a day was from a local town that we were driving through.
Well, that's important. You have to fuel yourself for the road.
Yes. And I mean, trying cuisine from different parts of the country, and it was all really good too.
Definitely.
So.
Definitely. So if you could choose any celebrity to take a road trip with, who would it be and why?
Ryan Reynolds would be cool, but that's, you know, it would be fun to drive with him because, you know, he's nice to look at.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's funny. That or... Can I pick like a couple to come with me?
Yes, I'll allow that.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. I feel like that would just be the best road trip. Like it would be so much fun. They are so funny. I love watching interviews of the two of them together. And I just feel like it'd be nonstop laughter in the car.
Yeah, they'd be a good comic relief when you're stressed or tired. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, Emily, before we go, are there any final comments or stories that you have to share about your road trip?
Well, another fun thing we did in Missouri was, like you said, we went up in the Peace Arch. Well, you can actually go up inside the Peace Arch to the top, and you can see the whole city, and it's fun. And I just encourage everyone to get out, go with a friend. It'll be fun. I'm actually looking forward to doing this another road trip back home after graduation and planning out a different route and different sites to see. So,
yeah, I think a lot of people can sometimes get stuck in their bubble, so getting out and experiencing the U.S. and all it has to offer is really important.
Yeah. And I mean, take your best friend, go travel. It's well worth spending 10 days trapped in a car with someone.
Well, Emily, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And thank you all for listening to WGWG.org.